Don't we all want a resurgence? Don't we all want a second wind for our soul, right? Don't we want to rekindle our passions and awaken our dreams? Some of our dreams went to sleep, and we're kind of just going through the motions. I don't have a big, vast vocabulary, as you may well have noticed or recognized. So I love finding new words that I can really think through and put in my soul. It might not be something I use in a sentence all the time, but it's something that'll stick with me forever. Resurgence, I want to read you the definition. Resurgence is like a second wind for the soul. It's a rekindling of passions, an awakening of dreams, and a chance to shine brighter than before. Resurgence is the heartbeat of change, the rhythm of evolution. It's the moment when dormant potential awakens. I love this word, right? I love this word. And aspirations are reinvigorated. It's a rising again into life, activity, or prominence, a resurgence of interest. Really think through that. Isn't that why we're all here? Don't we all want a resurgence? Don't we all want a second wind for our soul, right? Don't we want to rekindle our passions and awaken our dreams? Some of our dreams went to sleep, and we're kind of just going through the motions. You gotta like shake and wake up. A recent quote that I saw around this said, "One life, just one." Ready for this? Why aren't we running like we're on fire towards our wildest dreams? We got one shot at this. Why aren't we like the crazy one? I want people to look at me like, that guy is nuts. Good. I got one shot at this life. I'd rather you call me crazy and a dreamer than a settler or not know me at all. I tell my kids all the time, you know, you always know the leader by the arrows in their back, right? If people aren't talking or judging or thinking, then you're just kind of blending in. You're made to stand out. You're not made to stand in line, to blend in. And sometimes that's scary to have a little bit of a spotlight on you. But I don't think you'll regret it at the end of your life. I don't think you'll regret taking uncomfortable action. I don't think you'll regret having this resurgence. I'm gonna head into New York. My wife and I have a little farm there in this little town I grew up in because the leaves are changing. And if anybody's been in the East Coast or wherever you are, most all of us have experienced leaves changing, even if you don't live there, right? It's so beautiful, the reds, the colors, it's absolutely gorgeous. And the way I think about it is your life is gorgeous and it's beautiful. No matter the good, the bad, the ugly, it's beautiful. We're here, we're alive. 160,000 people die a day. We didn't today. So we're here to fight the fight, right? So the way I look at it is we're all those beautiful leaves, the fall colors, the oranges, the reds, the yellows. But what happens right after they get the most beautiful? They fall off, right? But what happens in the spring? They come back green and vibrant and bigger and better. And that's how I think we should look at this, is we're going through this transition, this resurgence, and we're beautiful the way we are. But we could learn new skills and capabilities so we come out in the spring with bigger, greener, more vibrant us. That might sound a little crazy to you guys, but this is the crazy stuff I love to think about in this evolution towards who we're meant to be, not who we're settling to be. Besides not giving up on your dreams, what if you could rekindle a hobby or a passion or something you used to like and you stopped doing it because life just kind of threw it away? Could it be reading a book, taking a walk, being out in nature? Golf, yoga, meditation. What could you rekindle to fill your soul a little bit, right? So rekindle your soul, fire that book back up, take the walk, do the yoga. This is something you probably already do. But what if you decided to curate a playlist of songs that really put you in a state? Who could be in like a weird, an off mood and a song comes on and you find yourself just like in the groove, feeling it? 2 days ago, I just happened to be looking through my playlist and for some reason Meatloaf popped up. I haven't heard a Meatloaf song in 20 years. And Paradise by the Dashboard Lights. I haven't heard that song in 20 years. Now, some of you probably have no idea what that is. I was literally, you know, brushing the bottom of my pool, which I do sometimes at like 5:30 in the morning when I'm up and just kind of, and I was literally singing to the top of my lungs of that song. What if over the next couple weeks you curated a list of songs that maybe you haven't heard in a while, that fired you up in high school, in college, when you first got, you were first dating. I don't know, we all have them. And sometimes we just forget about it. What if you just made this Put Me in State playlist, right? Isn't that a cool challenge? You take life too serious, like, oh, can I really market this? Can I really make the call? Can I really do it? It's like, oh, wait a minute. Put your playlist on and just take a walk and sing your brains out. Go take a ride and sing so much that the people alongside you look at your car and be like, what is wrong with her, right? Just get out of this state of what we can't do, and let's get in this energy, this state of what's possible when we stay connected, when we dream, when we follow and model things that already work. Maybe just take a walk or connect with nature this week, right? I live in the desert. Sometimes I get to go to New York too, where it's beautiful, but wherever you are, what if we just connect with nature a little bit more? I know sometimes I'll forget and I'll be 3 weeks and I feel like I didn't even step outside. I went from my house to the car to the office to a meeting, to the lunch. And sometimes I just forget. Just go outside and look at the abundance all around us. So that had nothing to do with you launching and scaling your business. Or does it? Or does it have everything to do with it? Because if we get in our head, we're dead, aren't we? We start thinking what our limitations are, that we failed in the past. Is there really time for this? Am I too old? Am I too young? Am I an introvert? All those silly thoughts can come in. But you put yourself in the right state of resurgence, model what works. There's no limits to what we can do.